fitness tracking is all the rage right now. If you want to, you can track your heart rate, count your footsteps and calories burned, and even monitor your sleep patterns, all using devices that can fit around your wrist or in your pocket. But that's if you're a human. FM89's Carrie Klein takes us to the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, where fitness tracking is moving to a whole new level.
Shanzi used to be a little overweight, but she got on an exercise regime and ditched the jelly beans for apples and carrots. She's doing fine now, right around 6,000 pounds. She's one of the Fresno Chaffee Zoo's Asian elephants. Back in 2012, she wore a GPS tracker for a year. And lead elephant curator Vernon Presley tells me now that data is being used in another monitoring program to improve her health. He and I spoke by a waterfall in the Asian elephant exhibit.
We'll get more concise information on body scoring of how fit our elephants are, how much time we spend with their elephants.
Shanzi, the zoo's four other elephants and their caretakers are now a part of the Elephant Welfare Initiative, a collaborative effort across North America to apply scientific data directly to improving elephant care. Using a new software system, caretakers keep a daily log of what the elephants do, then they receive a report card with suggestions on how to improve their routine. The whole initiative aims to reduce bone and joint problems, improve reproductive health, and ensure better overall welfare for captive elephants. Fresno Chaffee Zoo is one of the 20 or so early adopters of the program.
We really feel this is what they call a lifestyle change in the elephant community. We have to now commit even a greater amount of resources into monitoring our elephants' behavior and how well we're taking care of them.
The morning I visit the zoo, Shanzi struts into her enclosure alongside the waterfall and heads straight to a network of chains and hanging objects. She reaches her trunk into a barrel above her head and shakes it until a cloud of hay rains down. It's breakfast. She picks some off the ground and munches happily before reaching up again. Presley says it's all strategic.
If you had a box of M&Ms, you can pick one out at a time. But if you pour the whole box of M&Ms out, you can grab a whole handful and eat it.
Elephants enjoy working for their food, and new research says it's good for them. In females, feeding challenges like this are actually correlated with better reproductive health. And that's the kind of data that the Elephant Welfare Initiative is based on. Evidence-based animal care may sound pretty obvious, but wide-reaching data on captive animal populations is actually pretty rare. Studies tend to examine only a small number of elephants, or only a limited set of welfare indicators. Cheryl Meehan recognized this problem and wanted to do something about it. She's the director of the AWARE Institute, a consulting organization that helps zoos improve their welfare practices. So in 2012, she worked with nearly 70 zoos to enroll over 250 elephants in an ambitious research program. That's almost every elephant in every accredited zoo in North America.
It's safe to say that this is the largest set of studies on zoo animal welfare that's ever been conducted.
And for every one of those elephants, keepers strapped on GPS units, tracked vital signs, and analyzed foot and joint health. They collected blood and fecal samples and filled out detailed surveys about their elephants' social groups. The result was 10 research articles published earlier this summer in the journal PLOS ONE. Not surprisingly, one finding was that enclosures with soft sand and grass promoted healthy feet and joints. But less expected was that bigger enclosures didn't seem to make for healthier elephants. And when it came to socialization, elephants with more social opportunities demonstrated more positive behaviors and fewer negative ones.
By supporting a social environment where animals are spending larger amounts of time in larger, stable social groups, we are not only supporting their natural behavioral biology, but also providing a reduction in the risk of the development of these abnormal behaviors.
These quantitative connections are the foundation for the software system that gives feedback to participants in the initiative. Greg Vicino is an associate curator of elephants at San Diego Zoo Global and one of the initiative's partners.
The metrics are basically automatically running and spitting out real-time information in this super cool-looking dashboard that said elephant manager or curator can sit at and look at and basically say, okay, my social experience for the day was a 9 out of 10. What's it going to take tomorrow for me to push that needle to a 10?
But not everyone is excited about this initiative and its parent research. Kate Delewski of the advocacy group Born Free USA says the PLOS ONE studies confirm that elephants don't belong in zoos.
They showed that elephants in zoos only walk 5.3 kilometers a day, whereas in the wild, African elephants can walk over 50 miles a day. There were 25% with joint problems, 67% with foot problems, and then a whole host of reproductive issues.
Bucket. Back at the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, elephant keepers know they need to improve their animals' social opportunities. They're looking for a new home for their two Asian elephants so they can mingle with a bigger herd. As for their African elephants, Moosey, Amy, and Miss Betts, the zoo hopes they'll create their own herd soon. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.